news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with the latest grim statistics. The U.S. coronavirus national death toll jumped by more than 1,000 in a single day for the first time, rising to over 5,000 overall. Authorities in New York rushed to bring in medical volunteers to reinforce overwhelmed doctors and nurses as the statewide death toll doubled in 3 days, reaching 1,900. More than 1,300 have died in New York City alone. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo warned that the crisis is going to get worse before stay-at-home orders help bring things under control. Department of Homeland Security officials told the Washington Post the nation's emergency stockpile of respirator masks, gloves, and other protective equipment has nearly run out as hospitals are overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. The new numbers are in. A record 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment last week, on top of the 3.3 million reported the previous week. This, as many more newly unemployed haven't even been able to get through to overwhelmed state unemployment offices because websites and phone lines have been swamped. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis finally signed a stay-at-home order for the state's 21 million residents after facing weeks of criticism for holding off on drastic statewide measures to slow the spread of the virus. DeSantis previously had ordered residents of Broward, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties to stay at home, but made the policy statewide after a telephone call with Donald Trump, who warned Tuesday that up to 240,000 Americans could die from it. Trump had been pushing for most businesses to reopen in mid-April, but has now extended national social distancing to fight the pandemic. Florida has already reported around 7,000 coronavirus cases. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp, whose state has around 5,000 cases, also finally announced a stay-at-home order. That still leaves 11 states that haven't locked things down yet. Well, the Navy on Wednesday finally began evacuating sailors from the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt for onshore quarantine on Guam. This shortly after the ship's captain wrote a scathing letter to his superiors calling for decisive action to protect those on board. The ship has about 5,000 crew members, and the captain called for more than 4,000 to be allowed to leave so they could be properly isolated. The acting U.S. Navy Secretary Thomas Maudley said he disagreed with the captain's assertion that 90% of the crew could be removed, saying more are needed to maintain the safety and security of the ship. Meanwhile, the Trump administration continues its practice of blaming everyone other than themselves for the slow and botched response to the pandemic. On Wednesday, the vice president pointed his fingers at the Centers for Disease Control and China. Kudos to John Roberts of Fox, who, at Wednesday's excuse for a coronavirus briefing, asked about the administration's decision to not reopen healthcare.gov to allow uninsured people to buy coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Trump chose not to answer and deferred to Pence, who filibustered. At the end of it, Trump actually praised Pence for sidestepping the question.
I think it's one of the greatest answers I've ever heard. Because Mike was able to speak for 5 minutes and not even touch your question.
No,
I said that's what you call a great professional.
But that is the question at the heart of our biggest problem right now.
There will be people who don't have insurance who get sick before any of these mitigation efforts are put into place. And without opening the healthcare exchanges, where can they find insurance? People who aren't insured by these companies that are covering the cost of the copay, where can people go now to get health insurance if they get sick, before they get sick?
Well, all across America, we have Medicaid for underprivileged Americans. And at the president's direction, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services has given unprecedented waivers for states to expand coverage for coronavirus testing and treatment.
Could you expand that to cover middle class?
I think what we're seeing health insurance companies do today, John, is really inspiring.
Unbelievable. A little later in the briefing, Trump scolded Roberts, who works for Fox, for daring to bring up the fact that this administration closed the office and fired the U.S. pandemic response team 2 years ago, claiming that the story had been debunked and was fake news. It has not, and is not. This administration was wholly unprepared for this pandemic due to their own malfeasance. And as if all this isn't frightening enough, it's not just toilet paper people are rushing to buy. The FBI reported 3.7 million gun purchase background checks in the month of March. That's a 41% surge. That indicates more and more people are trying to buy guns. Updated guidance from the federal government has designated firearm and ammunition retailers as essential services, which means they can stay open despite a growing number of states issuing stay-at-home orders. What could possibly go wrong? And finally, we're watching the death toll numbers rise and realizing that each of those numbers represents a human being. And we're all finding out that people we know, either personally or figuratively, like, well, remember it was Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. We know John Prine has been battling on a ventilator. Jackson Brown tested positive. Chris Cuomo is doing his CNN program from his basement while fighting the virus. And now we learn of two more deaths from the music world. Adam Schlesinger, co-founder of the rock band Fountains of Wayne and an award-winning songwriter for the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, died Wednesday of complications from the coronavirus. He was only 52. And Ellis Marsalis Jr., a New Orleans jazz pianist and teacher and patriarch of a jazz dynasty, also died Wednesday at age 85. His sons, which include jazz greats Wynton and Bradford Marsalis, said the cause of death was pneumonia brought on by the COVID-19 coronavirus. Today's a good day to reach out to someone that maybe you haven't spoken with in a while, just to check in and say hello. Let them know you're thinking of them. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and while you're there, please click on that donate button.